Welcome to our podcast, Growing Give and Take Kids Power Traits for Life. This program is brought to you by Victoria Kendall Hodson and Mary Emma Willis of Reflective Educational Perspectives. They are founders of the Learning Success Institute and Solimar Academy Independent Study Program. They are also co-authors of Discover Your Child's Learning Style and Self-Portrait Power Traits Assessment. Their mission is to give parents and teachers the tools to empower kids to thrive in the real world by focusing on their strength, or as they call it, power traits. Please visit powertraitsforlife.com or reflectiveed.com for more information.
Welcome back to Give and Take Kids Power Traits for Life. I'm Mary Emma, and today I'll be talking about the importance of encouraging interests. Interests are our number one motivators. Engaging in our interests makes us happy, energizes us, and wakes up our brains. When we are really interested in something, we will work long and hard and stick with it until we get it. This goes for adults as well as kids. In fact, interviews with the families of people who are accomplished in various areas, such as Olympic winners, reveal that very often the winners had siblings who were more talented in that area. But these winners had such an interest that they worked for hours, practicing and improving their skills and outshining the sibling that was more talented. So, we know that interests are very powerful. And yet, we often hear comments like, no dancing until your spelling improves, or memorize the math facts and you can go back to art class, or bring your grades up if you want to play tennis. But has anyone ever heard, no spelling until your dancing improves, or you can't do math until you get better at tennis? I don't think so. I know you're probably thinking, but spelling and math are important. Dancing, tennis, art, they're not so important. Well, here's the thing. Yes, they are. First of all, dancing, tennis, art, and other passionate interests are great pursuits on their own. But secondly, they are even more important if they are the things that help students feel confident and to believe that they have gifts to contribute, especially if spelling and math are not being offered to the student in ways that work for his or her learning needs. And I'm just using spelling or math here as an example, but it could be any subject at school. Well, feeling confident and believing you have gifts is what keeps a person, child or adult, motivated and moving toward goals. If the things you do well are taken away from you until you get better at something you don't understand and cannot learn in the way it's being presented, then you're in a no-win situation and out of luck. Now, please note, I'm not saying that math and spelling or other academic skills are not important. But if you take away interests as a punishment or because you think this will motivate the student, think again. You will only succeed in creating resentment, possibly even more dislike or downright hatred for the skill in question, and very often plant the seed that the area of interest is not important at all, leading to general discouragement and lower motivation for just about everything. In this scenario, the student loses every time. So what can be done to help a student improve in an area of difficulty without threatening to take away something that he or she loves? I recommend this three-pronged approach, whether you're a teacher in a classroom or a parent homeschool teacher. Number one, encourage interests and treat them as something important in the child's life. Number two, figure out the best way to work with the difficult skill, like spelling or math or reading, whatever it is. What does the student need? What are the ways that he or she learns best? And 3, don't use interests as punishment. One of my past students came to me when he was in second grade for reading tutoring. As I worked with him, I found out that he was really good at drawing, but he said he wasn't interested in it anymore. His parent reported that he used to draw all the time. As I got to know him better, I saw that he was so discouraged about reading that he wasn't interested in anything anymore, not even drawing. Years earlier, I had discovered from other students who were good with drawing that the drawing could be used to increase reading comprehension or to organize thoughts for writing. So, as we worked on this student's reading, I began asking him to draw a page or a chapter. He drew these, quote, reports as cartoon strips showing the sequence of the stories. His drawings were amazing with great detail and accuracy. And the result? His reading comprehension improved at the same time that he regained his love for drawing. In this case, the student's interest, drawing, became the vehicle for improving the area of difficulty. But what if the interest is tennis or horseback riding or soccer or animals, and the area of difficulty, let's say, is math? In this case, the strategy would be to follow those same three steps that I listed before. 1, encourage the interest, tennis, horseback riding, soccer, whatever it is. 2, figure out what the student needs to learn the particular math concept or whatever other skill you're working on. Maybe he needs a different program or manipulatives or a video or a game, etc. And 3, don't use the interest as punishment. Well, what other benefits are there when young people engage in their interests? Well, 1, when kids are pursuing their interests, they are focused, energetic, and enthusiastic. 2, pursuing interest provides a counterbalance to our daily stress-creating activities. When you participate in free time activities that you can choose, that can be very restorative and crucial to mental and physical health. Pursuing interest is a vital part of healthy living, and this goes for us adults too. 3, when young people are acting on behalf of something they love or respect, they feel purposeful, and having a purpose is the surest way to feel connected to life and worthwhile as a person. Marcia Sinitar, in her book, Do What You Love, The Money Will Follow, says this, "We are meant to work in ways that suit us. This work, when we find it and do it, if only as a hobby at first, is a key to our true happiness and self-expression." Besides providing an outlet for your child's enthusiasm and helping to build confidence and self-direction, interest can also be used to make schoolwork more interesting and motivating. For example, if your child is crazy about dinosaurs, he could choose a book about dinosaurs for an assigned book report. If she loves creating computer graphics, she could do a history or literature assignment in that format. For someone who loves to perform, suggest demonstrating knowledge through a skit or by composing lyrics to a song. If a student loves games, suggest creating a game for the topic being studied. And here's another benefit. The more you acknowledge and support students' interests and follow their areas of delight, the more tolerance they will have for topics and activities that are not as interesting to them. So remember, encourage the interest, figure out what the student needs to learn in an area of difficulty, and don't punish or try to motivate by taking away the interest. As I'm recording this, we are actually still in the middle of the terrible COVID pandemic that is affecting all of our lives. So some of you listening are homeschoolers, Some of you are doing school at home because of the pandemic. And some of you are teachers, either back in school or doing virtual school. Whatever the case, now might be the time more than ever to acknowledge and encourage your students' interests. We're hearing a lot about children's and adults' mental health being affected at this time. Focusing on interests can be a saving grace for ourselves and our children. If you have any questions or need help, I can be reached at 805-648-1739 or email m@learningsuccesscoach.com. You can also visit my website, schoolathomemadeeasier.com. Bye for now.